What's happening, all my real dedicated, amazing listeners, collaborators, and connections? Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Happy everything. In this quick episode, I will briefly reflect on the past year and set the stage for what's to come in 2022. I understand that not everyone makes it through an entire episode, so I'm going to dive right into the most important announcement that every listener needs to know. All right. So, I'm changing the name of this network from Rochester Business Connections to Real Business Connections. That's Real Business Connections. The only thing this means to you is that if you're subscribed, as you should be by now, then we will shift a spot or two in your subscription feed from RO, Rochester Business Connections, to RE, Real Business Connections. That's it. Now, of course, I anticipated the question, Ben, you launched 5 segments in 1 year, changed the name from Rochester Business Connections by adding the word network. Now you're taking Rochester Business Connections Network and changing it again. What the heck's going on? Truth is, the name Real Business Connections has been lingering in my head for months and months now. And my goal was eventually to stretch my reach nationally. This all happened much quicker than I ever expected. LearnSpeak Teach is exploding in popularity, and I've already had world-renowned guests on the show with some incredible, I'm not kidding, incredible guests already recorded, brilliant guests still to come. 5-Minute Fridays is tremendously popular. It might be one of my most popular segments. And Local Hits has been gaining popularity and receiving almost as many views as Rochester Business Connections episodes. It would be a total shame not to expand. And the best part, nothing is actually changing. At this time, Rochester Business Connections will still be released on every Tuesday. Local Hits on every Sunday. 5-Minute Fridays every other Friday, rotating with Learn, Speak, Teach every other Thursday. Again, the only major change is I'm updating the name of the network to Real Business Connections. This will allow for better marketing as we build a larger audience and begin to market to more national guests. And hopefully, Rochester Business Connections, the podcast, will get more listeners outside of my hometown of Western New York. And I do know that a lot of my guests and listeners serve nationally. I'm also going to start focusing more on teaching how I built Rochester Business Connections and how you can do the same. So yes, new name, Real Business Connections Network. The only other minor change is that I'm renaming Local Hits to Real Hits, and I want to open up the opportunity to rebroadcast podcast episodes from anywhere in the world, although my current focus is still here in Western New York. So, that's it for clarifying announcements. I'm putting the pedal to the metal to remodel and launch a brand new website for the show, and I'll also have a new logo and cover art. At this time, I'll leave the older podcast cover art up a few weeks with the current name so people who might miss the announcement that I'm putting out right now, they aren't too confused by the name change. I want them to be able to see the announcement and not get lost in the next couple weeks. Oh yeah, and I'd also like to note I'm putting all the episodes on pause till next Tuesday. Go enjoy your new year. My fingers, again, are crossed that in that week where I'm on pause, no episodes in addition to this, everyone hears this and ultimately makes sure they're subscribed and pays attention to the change. But yeah, just go and enjoy yourself during our break week. All right, so the second half of this episode comes with a bit of overwhelm. I'm emotional. I mean, you could probably hear it in my voice. I'm emotional, but I'm grateful. There's just been so many opportunities that were presented to me in the past year, none of which would be possible without all of you. I really don't know how to say that. I don't know how to deliver that to you. I hope you really appreciate that I am committed to delivering, and I don't want to let you down. I really appreciate all you guys for spending time with me, for listening, collaborating with me, all of it. I mean, 2021 was like the most pivotal year of my life. As I sometimes forget myself, I started this podcast just under 14 months ago, and I started my business 16 months ago. I said no to the norm, and I took a leap of faith. And in the past year, I had the humbling opportunity to teach two classes on podcasting for Uncommon Schools, a charter school district. I released over 100 podcast episodes this year. I was a guest on almost 15 podcasts, had 5 keynote speeches and presentations, raised over $2,000 for cystic fibrosis, and $2,000 for Make-A-Wish Foundation. I met quite literally hundreds of people, not just with spray and pray networking, but actual one-on-one meetings, most often on Zoom. And I literally see my brain like rewiring itself right before my eyes. I was the kid who hardly spoke a word as a teenager. And today, I'm a better man than I knew I could be. Remember, none of this is to impress you. It's to impress upon you the possibilities when you go out and do something you love, and when you try and you dedicate yourself to being different and being better. When you commit to becoming a real networker, when you pay it forward, when you network and help as many people as you can. Ultimately, all of you make friends, you grow. It's worth every freaking moment of it, and all of you are incredibly amazing. If you're a listener listening right now and we haven't at least connected on LinkedIn, please, let's do that. Or send me an email. We should chat. None of this could be possible without you. And just over a year into business, I'm already indebted for life, it feels, for all the help I've received. I promise to continue doing my best to pay it forward and keep the fire burning brighter and brighter. Happy New Year, all. Let's make this new year even better than the last. And I am committed to growing our relationship. Me and you, all of you, my real connections. So one third and final segment I want to talk about. I call them segments, but I'm just rambling through all of it. I do hope this is value. I really do appreciate you guys listening to me today. We're going to talk about one thing, and it's going to be resolutions, because people love to hear about resolutions. So let's end with that. Tactically, I have one major resolution that I haven't quite defined entirely yet, but I think I have an idea of where I want to go with it. They say that it takes 21 to 28 days to formally introduce a habit. I find that it seems like it takes longer than that. So I want to do just that. But I really am not entirely confident that 28 days is long enough to keep the habit going and going long term. So I'm going to commit to introducing a new habit every 2 months. So every 60 days, I'm introducing a new habit, and I'm holding myself accountable to do that every single day. So that's 6 habits, 12 months. Really doesn't seem too difficult to accomplish, right? I used to be a daily meditator. I've been cheating on that practice for a couple of years now. So I want to incorporate meditation into my daily routine in 2022. In addition, I need to develop a bit more of a strict workout regimen and follow it completely. I'm not quite sure what the other 4 habits will be just yet. It could be cut out sugar, but it seems like I try to do that every year and never actually get it done. So I am open to suggestions, but these 2, meditation and working out, are a great start, right? And as a side note, it doesn't have to be one habit per 2 months if you want to do it with me. I plan on incorporating lots of personal work and personal development and reading and growing in my life ongoing. But I'm committing 100,000,000%. Is that a number? I guess it would be, right? 100,000,000% to perfect just one habit at a time so I know that I can succeed. Who wants to try this with me? Let me know or send me a message. I'd love to hear what your resolutions for the year are. That's about it for the day. I am just so grateful, all you real connectors, for listening with me today and being with me. I'm very grateful for you. Remember, the new name goes in effect shortly, in a few weeks. I'll be updating the cover art soon, and I'll be changing the name to Real Business Connections Network. I look forward to chatting with you all again very soon on the exact same feed, same shows, same guy, same everything, same you. Till next time, peace.